This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. Over the weekend, Party Guardian Riot held its national congress. Concerns about the upcoming 14th general election clearly cast a shadow over the party's confab, the party that's helmed the Pakatan coalition in the state of Selangor. Added to that, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and former DPM Muhyiddin Yassin, representing Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia, were there signalling what all observers recognise as a shift in political alignments nationally. To help us understand how best to think about what transpired at the Congress, we have Lee Cheng Chun, PKR Information, Youth Information Chief, rather, and Wan Saiful Wan Jan, Chief Executive of the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
I want to start with Cheng Chun, if I can begin with you. The question of the image of the party. We had the case of Adam Rosli Ampang, PKR youth chief, who built himself a Disneyland-style mansion. He now faces allegations of corruption. Is the corruption charge of Adam Rosli or any of those sort of taints going to be bad for the party, considering that it's always tried to paint itself different from Barisan Nasional? Are, in fact, PKR members different from those who run the country?
Right. You start with a very tough question. And, yeah, Adam's case has been a thorn, and it has been discussed in many levels, including during our Congress. I think it is a very individual case. He himself did not attend the Congress. He has been put on leave by the party, pending investigation. I think party has very little tolerance with any doubts or any case related to charges about corruption. So we will leave it to SPRM or MACC for investigation. If he is found guilty, of course, the party will not hesitate to take very stern action against him. But of course, he is still innocent until proven guilty.
Saiful, I want to ask you this question about corruption, because it seems to be an issue that dogs all parties in Malaysia. When they come to power, they are open to corrupt practices. They might have started off as saints, they turn into devils. Do you think the corruption taint is something that is going to be a burden for PKR?
Well, I think the issue of corruption is a problem to all political parties. And I think we shouldn't be expecting members of any political party to be different from anybody else. You know, everyone is susceptible to various different things, including corruption. But the issue is how the party deals with people who have been found and proven guilty of corruption charges afterwards. So I think, yes, there must be steps put into place in order to mitigate and prevent corruption cases from happening. But it's the steps after that. So I agree with you, the point that you're trying to make just now, that it may be a pain to PKR. But what I'm saying is it's not just PKR. So as much as we're looking into the case of Adam's case, I think we're also looking into how PKR is dealing with it later on. And I think they're doing it in the right way at the moment.
Now, Cheng Chun, I want to talk about the question of leadership, because that often comes up. We had recently the PKR president in an interview with Al Jazeera, where she conceded she was a seat warmer for her husband, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. The question remains, with a lot of your detractors, why is it that PKR is so wedded to Anwar Ibrahim, and also in particular to him becoming the next prime minister? A lot of Malaysians who are not particularly sympathetic to PKR will say, well, this is really impractical, and that that if in the event that PKR, along with Pakatan Harapan, wins the next general elections, how would it be possible for Anwar to become the prime minister?
All right. I think first and foremost, we must acknowledge that Saudara Anwar Ibrahim is still in Sungai Buloh jail because of a very political prosecution against him. And second, of course, the Parti Keadilan Rakyat is formed after the Reformasi movement, which Anwar has been playing and is still playing a very pivotal role on it. And on the choice of the prime minister, I think there are some very important dynamics that happened, especially yesterday with the participation of Bersatu leaders who are also on stage. I think PKR has made a very clear stand that Anwar should be the prime minister for the coalition of Pakatan Harapan. But of course, on technical details, we should leave it to the top leadership to make a decision on how Anwar can be the prime minister. But I must also remind the public that Anwar is a political prisoner. He is still facing a very, very challenging situation in Sungai Buloh. And international community is giving him a very big support. So we should expect the same standards also from the public to give him solidarity on this.
One, the question of Anwar, yes, one might understand the sentiment around him, the gesture of wanting him to be the next prime minister. But does it strike you as odd, slightly naive, perhaps you're not recognizing that Malaysians want some practical solutions to their problems, and a practical choice for prime minister might not be Anwar Ibrahim?
Yeah, the issue of Anwar Ibrahim, but I must say, when I was there at the party convention just to observe, I was really disappointed with this whole fixation on Anwar. Just a few months before election, and you're still fixated on this issue. I mean, number one, this is the post of the prime minister we're talking about. There's not some foreign worker gardener that we can employ and then remove as we want. There are due processes that need to be followed. We cannot have an interim seat-warming prime minister who would like to pass the prime minister's office to her husband. That's number one. And number two, PKR needs to realise that they are a party founded on one of the issues that drove them to be established was their complaint about how the judiciary was meddled around by how the politicians meddle around with the judiciary. Are they trying to get into power by promising to meddle around with the judiciary as well in order to free Anwar? There are real issues here about rule of law, about governance, about transparency and so on. But they need to move on from this and just name someone who will be prime minister for one term at least. They do have candidates in there, but they went a little bit too far to show to Mahathir and to Muhyiddin that they want Anwar to be prime minister. I think you shouldn't organise a congress just to show that to these two people.
Now, we also had in the news a party Secretary General Saifuddin Nasution. He says that PKR will not concede a seat to any other party going into the next general election. Just to remind everybody, in G13, PKR contested some 99 parliamentary seats and won 30. Cheng Chung, I want to ask you about the practicalities of the next general election. Do you think, what is the strategy for PKR together with Pakatan going into it? Is it consolidating and holding on to the gains they made in the last general election, or is it in fact taking Putrajaya?
I think to put Saifuddin's view into perspective, what he's saying is basically on the very marginal and almost winnable seats for PKR, then we will continue to work hard on them. But of course, now we have a new coalition partner. We have also a new coalition, in that sense, Pakatan Harapan. Of course, all seats are open for negotiation and discussion based on winnability and also based on do we have good candidates in that particular constituency. But at the same time, we are also looking at on how to improve the unity and also to show to the public that we have a united front. I think that is also important to give confidence to the public. So you see, back to the question just now, public is also expecting that we should nominate a good leadership. If we take over, we also expect to give a list of manifesto that we are going to realize after we take over. So those are the things, I would say, urgent matters that Pakatan Harapan leadership are organizing themselves.
What are the challenges for PKR as a party, quite apart from the Pakatan Rakyat as a Pakatan Harapan as a coalition?
Well, I think if you're talking about the next general election, the biggest challenge for PKR is they are doing very well in mixed seats, especially. And because of that, their seats are also desired by the new coalition partners. I think Amanah are looking at the mixed seats as well, and Bersatu also want to have some of the mixed seats that PKR has. It would be really challenging, and it's a bit unfair on them as well. You know, they have done really hard work in order to build their basis on the in these constituencies, and now suddenly the coalition partners are saying, "You want us in? You need to give us some of your seats." So it's going to be a tough time for PKR to deal with this situation.
Thank you very much. That was Wan Saiful Wanjian, Chief Executive of the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. And earlier on, we heard from Lee Cheng Chung, PKR Youth Information Chief. This has been BFM. We're coming back with more businesses after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.